At 10:15 last night, the radio sounded out. Complete mobilization was ordered. Our struggle is just, said the radio, for motherland and freedom. Long live Czechoslovakia. As these words sounded, the thousands in the street uttered a single deep-throated cheer. It was the roar of a people who says, better to die on your feet than to live like slaves on your knees. Trams were piled into, taxicabs and private cars commandeered. Thousands rushed frantically to clasp their wives, perhaps for the last time, collect a knife, fork, and spoon, 2 days of food, and an extra pair of shoes. From the railway stations named after Masaryk, the president of Czechoslovakia, and Wilson, the president of the United States of America, these soldiers to be fanned out in dozens of directions to stand under arms in their appointed places. I knew that something decisive had come 20 minutes before the radio announcement. As I was driving into Prague, my car was driven onto the sidewalk by a general staff car, which with siren open was racing down a one-way street, racing the wrong way. A violation of the traffic regulation meant something in a country as well disciplined as Czechoslovakia, and I have never seen any people so calm and self-controlled in a comparable crisis.